5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
See what's happening in the Suez Canal. Suez Canal.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That just highlights your inability to do your job.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, they've cleared up the Suez Canal.
I have, Jim.
Yeah, all the boats are starting to move, which is nice. It's all beautiful today.
Yes.
Beautiful today here in Melbourne. And it's getting better and better and better. I think by Saturday, she's close to 30.
Someone said that.
How good.
Surely.
Oh, I love it. No. Easter, of course. Now, big show coming up. Sally Fitzgibbons.
Yes, please.
Third ranked surfer in the world, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our Olympic setup and a superstar. Loves it down your way, actually.
Oh, loves down Torquay.
Exactly.
And GMHBA Stadium, Jim. She gets there and cheers for the Cats.
Sure, she likes
She's
that.
A real nuffy.
She does love, as I say, Jan Juck.
No.
Winky Pop.
Winky Pop. Joanna. Red or blue Joanna.
Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Lovely, beautiful day today, wasn't it? Magnificent in Geelong. Not bad in Melbourne. I think it was 3 degrees hotter down there. Hello to you, Rabsy.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Remember that?
No.
Remember they used to play all the Saturday games, and if you didn't run out of scores, you had to close your eyes and look away now?
I don't remember. That sounded like the great Komet.
Yeah, there's a Komet.
Dennis Cometti now.
And Diesel.
Diesel, of course. Diesel, not long ago, was down that to Milano's or whatever it is in Brighton Beach.
Yeah.
I saw the thing out there. He was parked up on his stool I'm walking past.
Greg Williams.
No, Johnny Diesel. He didn't have his injectors with him. He was just on his own.
Daryl Braithwaite's got that real estate at Milano's.
There he was. Bald head these days, Diesel.
Oh, he could have been the sexiest bald-headed man we had yesterday.
Well, if we had an Australian version, he would have been.
Coach's award from round two, Jim. A couple of things caught my eye. What about the Carlton-Collingwood game? Taylor Adams, very, very good.
Tay-Tay.
But Darcy Moore got 8 votes. Mm. So I'm assuming 2 fours by the coaches. His opponent kicked 4.
4 goals.
Mackay
Big
kicked,
H.
Yeah, Mackay kicked 4 on him. So that was interesting. He was very good, Darcy Moore. Then the Sydney Crows game, Jim. Taylor Walker, Texan, got to 8 votes there.
Yes.
But have a look at the names here for Sydney. Tom McCartan, he's been around for a few years now, but playing good footy, only a kid. Braden Campbell, the NAB rising star, Jim. I think I mentioned him yesterday, and guess what happens?
You're taking credit for coaches' votes.
Yes.
Right.
And also the NAB rising star and the Suez Canal. So Braden Campbell, he's in the votes, Jim. So is Jordan Dawson. Very good left footer for him. So is Errol Goulburn.
Golden.
Yes. And so is Chad Warner. They're all getting votes, all those kids for Sydney. So that's all
That's caught your eye.
It did.
Yeah, right.
Well, how many kids they got? Where have they come from, these
everyone's
kids?
Everyone's talking about
it. I know.
Exactly. The academy is where they come from.
Remember how boring and they play slow football Sydney? Now they're the team to watch.
Yep.
And they could beat Richmond at the MCG this week.
They could. I don't think they will, but they could.
Port Adelaide, Zach Butters outstanding. He gets 10 there. Jim, Joel Selwood gets 10 for the Cats. Mm. Mark O'Connor got 3 votes, Jim.
Yes.
I'm wondering if it was Chris Scott giving 3 votes. Or was Chris Fagan, did he give any, do you reckon, to Mark O'Connor for the job he did?
Maybe. He's very good. I love how he uses the ball.
Yeah. But the old tagger, Clayton Oliver, has he started well? He's on fire. Noah Anderson got 10 for the Suns. Jack Lukosius now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is he a beautiful kick? He might be the best kick in the competition, Jim.
Yeah, 3 votes he got.
Yes, but he's a beautiful kick, I'm saying. Dusty only got 9 this week. Come on, Dusty. The Bont got 10, and for Freo, David Mundy got 10, but Andrew Brayshaw has started really well, as you would know, Jim.
Yes, he got 8 votes there.
The winner is, not the winner, the leader at the minute is Dusty with 19, and Texans got 18. How good's that?
I like it. I like it all, Fat. What else have you got for me, please?
Well, as we know, poor old Lions are still stuck here. They're training at Port Melbourne, and they're here for another 2 weeks, Jim.
Well, Fat. You say poor old Lions, they're getting a taste of what every other club had to put up with last year.
That is true.
They got to stay in their bed for the whole winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill, they're just going to have to work their way through it.
Well, they play this week in Melbourne, of course. Then the next week, Jim, they play in Ballarat.
Oh,
so they've got to stay here for another couple of weeks, then go down to the Rat and play there.
Geez, they'll be hoping this weather holds.
So they play the Dogs in Ballarat.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
They could be 0-4. And what else we got? Sam Reed.
It's just rambling.
Well, I don't know.
Sam Reed. Just a good. Just, people right. will take note.
Yeah.
Sam Reed.
They know the fixture.
Sam G. Reed from the Giants.
Yes.
He got 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Now, that's not consistent with what we saw last week, I don't think, with Danger.
Mm.
Danger got 3. Mm. Sam Reed should have got 3 also, because for old Nat wasn't too well.
No, he wasn't. I don't think it was as bad. I think he was protecting himself more than Danger, who was actually picking someone off. But ooh. I do like, Bill, the fact that they are taking very seriously our knocks to the head in our game. But too long it has not been taken seriously.
No, you're right. But that's not taken seriously if he only gets 2 weeks.
Well, I think it's the intent behind one was more than the other.
Do you reckon? See, I totally disagree with that. I reckon he picked off 5. He knew he was there and picked him off. 5 had no idea it was coming.
Yeah.
At least poor old Jake Kelly knew it was coming. I don't reckon 5 had any idea it was coming.
No, so. I don't think there was the same intent. 2 weeks, though, is, as I say,
not consistent.
Every time someone gets knocked out with a bump, the player who bumped will do time. That's what it is.
All right. Now, Steve Smith has come out, Jim, and said, I certainly have had a lot of time to think about it being the captaincy. And I guess now I've got to a point where this opportunity or the opportunity did arise again, I would be keen.
Why is he saying this? What's the timing of this interests me.
Mm-hmm.
Australia has a cricket captain in Tim Payne for the Test team.
Who's 36.
36, did a very good job. I think they've already come out and said that they want him to captain throughout this Ashes summer.
Yeah.
So why, I mean, Smudge can say whatever he likes, but the timing of it just interests me. That's
well,
all.
He would have got asked it, obviously, Jim. But, well, who is the next captain if it's not Smith?
Steve Smith, yeah, good question.
Well, Pat Cummins is now, he's captain of New South Wales.
I don't think you're wanting him to be the captain.
I don't think
you
so.
Just worry about dominating with the ball, Paddy, I would be saying.
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that.
It's a hard one,
isn't
it?
Around the States, I mean, Alex Carey is obviously the captain at South Australia, he and Travis Head. And Kez, I want him playing in our Test team sooner rather than later because he's a very good cricketer, Alex Carey.
So he takes over Payne, doesn't he?
Well, when Payne finishes. But my worry with that is I think Kez is 30 himself. And you have a look at that,
Alex Carey.
So, yeah, he's getting on. So you don't want him missing international cricket for as long as he's going to have to.
Isn't
That's
he a
my
good
only
bat?
Way. Oh, yeah, love
He's 30 in August.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, I know players play longer these days, but I don't want him to miss his window.
All right. And that's a wrap, Jim.
All right, now, fact.
Sports wrap.
Yes. I picked up on something last night.
Did you?
Yep. And now I've got to bring it up with you because you're the person who works for the Nine Network.
Yes. Mm,
right. Sally Fitzgibbons to join us later on as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app.
Peter Hitchener might be the nicest person in show business, Fat.
Spot on. We've met him. Spot on, Jim. We've met him and he's a lovely, lovely fella, Hitch.
Spot on. What did
Spot
you
on.
Say?
Something like
what
that.
The hell was that?
Spot on.
He's a magnificent man.
Yes.
And I have made my inquiries, and he's fine. That is, brilliant, because we all had concerns for him.
Well, why you are asking this is because last night he was reading the news, and he had to be just moved out.
Stopped halfway through.
Yeah, and Clint, on.
So we made the inquiries to make sure he's okay. He is.
Yep.
All of the Rush Hour family's best wishes go to the great Peter Hitchener, because he is, as I say, an absolute star.
Good man.
But we can discuss this because he's okay.
That's right.
So my interest, firstly, was, is he okay? And yes, he is.
Yep.
And then my interest, secondly, was, well, the chompers would have, he would have gone, he just jumped. But
cheers, chompers.
Thanks, chompers.
Thanks very much, chompers.
Pleasure, chompers.
Good on you, chompers.
Thanks, Uncle Chomp Chomp.
Thanks, Chomp.
Thanks a lot, chompers.
Thanks, chompers.
Teeth are looking great, chompers.
Thanks, chompity, chomp, chomp, chomp.
Yes. So he's number two.
Where was the chompers?
Tony Jones is number two at Channel 9 there. He reads the sport, of course, Jim, and on the weekend sometimes reads the news, He's on holidays.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Jim. He's down in his little hideaway. He's got a nice little hideaway down there towards Queenscliff. And he went down there he's got the week off, Jim.
So if Hitch has to miss a couple while he convalesces, he won't stay on holiday.
Well, Clint Stanaway did
very
a good job.
Operator.
Filled in, just went bang straight in there and did a good job.
Would have done a very, then that would have Chompers would have seen that.
Well, I did see Chompers' car in the car park this morning, Jim. He was fishing all day yesterday and having a great time, but already he's back there ready to go, I think.
But fat.
Yeah, I know. He wouldn't like to.
He's in the makeup chair as we speak. Well, we say all this because people will be thinking that we're being disrespectful to Peter. We're not.
No, we're not.
Peter's okay.
Yes.
And we love him.
Yes.
So he's obviously the man, but in his absence.
Well, Tony would walk straight in, Jim, and he'd read the news, he'd do the sport, might even do the weather.
And straight into the weather.
Exactly.
And he'd also do the, you know, sports bet ad.
So I reckon he might have been sitting watching the Nine news last night, Jim, and he would have got in the car and probably didn't get back into it.
No question. No question of that. He would have turned to his beautiful better half and given it the dull.
Annette.
I know we're meant to have another 10 days down here, but start the car.
He's on a week's holiday, believe it or not. So, well done to Clint, and you're right, Hitch is okay. Yep, so hopefully we see him back on the news tonight.
No, he's a very, very good man and loves this show. Hitch, why wouldn't he?
Well, of course.
Problem is he's on air when we're on air, so he can't listen to it as much as he'd like to, but he'd download.
Is he?
You download Hitch.
Podcast. He's a podcaster.
He would.
Oh, he listens.
So he's all over it. He loves it. So we send our love to the great man.
Yes, all right, thanks for joining us, Drew, and we'll see you on the footy show tonight.
Thanks, chompity chomp, chomp, chomp.
Okay, thanks for that.
He is getting sick of that.
Well,
and
the
other
one.
He is getting sick of that.
The other one, which we have to, while we're just enjoying ourselves, was during the Australian Open.
Oh, no. What happened there,
Jim Courier? There's a single... I cried. I laughed that hard. I was walking through the lounge room. I wasn't watching the tennis.
Nah.
Lisa had it on and I heard this.
What did you say?
What did you call it?
Well, I was just commenting on whenever you and Clint are here on the desk, all I see are big white chompers because you guys are having so much fun. You guys are just smiling the whole time. I mean, no one has more fun than you guys.
Yeah. All right. Good to see you, Rock.
Am I out of here?
The Rock.
You kicking me out, chompers?
Rock, you're...
If you smell
like... Yeah, them, I am. Yes, I am.
You kicking me out, chompers?
What's he calling the Rock?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Tone.
I'm telling you. Bill, I don't know why I think that's as funny as it is,
well,
but it is.
Mate, he's sick of it on the Sunday show, let me tell you.
Well, because little Nafe.
Well, everyone has a go at him now. Yeah. Everyone does, even the cameraman. And they're robots. You got robot cameras over at Seven?
No.
We got them in at Nine.
Robot.
They're robot cameras. No one behind them, mate. They just move.
Where's this conversation going?
Well, I went in there the other day and there's these robot cameras, Jim.
Jeez.
Weird.
That is weird.
Exterminate.
And they're even calling you chompers.
Well, I did hear a couple of chompers.
Sally Fitzgibbons to join us very, very shortly. This is the Triple M's Rush Hour on the Listener app with JB and Bill. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour for the first time in forever. Surfing is going to be at the Olympics, boys.
Our next guest is an 11-time winner on the World Surf League Championship Tour and a former world number one.
Here's Sally now, pulls in on the takeoff, beat the next section, and she comes flying out. That was the moment she was waiting for.
I just got a clap right now. And it was insane.
Starting Thursday, she'll be competing in the Rip Curl Newcastle Cup, an event we'd normally be having at Bells Beach. But first, she'll have to put up with Billy using surfing terms.
Great to drop in with you, Sal. The men in the grey suits, Jim, you got to watch them out for them out there. Yep. You know what a hang 11 is, Jim?
Please welcome Sally Fitzgibbons.
Third ranked on the Women's Championship Tour, our girl, and twice a winner at Bell's. Sal, welcome.
Guys, you're making my day. Thank you for having me.
Hey, now we are very concerned about the fact that the magnificent Bells Beach Classic is not happening and you haven't got the opportunity this year to walk up and ring the bell.
Yeah.
It's so devastating. It's like the world's turned upside down that we're not down there for Easter, guys. We're going surfing by Sally. We're up here in Newcastle for Newcastle Cup and it's good to see live surfing back, so I can't complain.
Is there waves in Newcastle?
There are. It's iconic, you know. It's no Bells Beach, I know, but there's plenty of history and some great moments that are going down on the sands here. So hopefully I can relive some of that and get all the energy going, all the juju, and get down there and, put in a good performance.
Any punchy right hand shore breaks in the exchange?
Yeah, there's the lingo. We'll see. You get a bit of everything here because you're in the beach breaks now, so it's not like a lined up.
Oh, Newcastle. Fair dinkum, Jim. Newcastle.
Hey, but Sally, we are coming back to Bells next year, yeah?
And we are, most definitely. So just a 1 year little hiatus, but we'll be back in no time.
What have you been doing for the last year, Sal? Were you allowed to get out and have a bit of a surf?
It has been a while. It's gone quick. You know, I think you just channel all the non-event energy into just working on your performance. And we've got some things on the horizon, like we've got an Olympic Games to look forward to. And we're just training up in the meantime. We went over to Hawaii for a little overseas jaunt, and it was it was very topsy-turvy over there. So hopefully when we get back out there and the tour's functioning as per normal, it's a little less anxious.
Hey, Sal, we know that you, and congratulations, by the way, a part of the Australian upcoming Olympic surfing team, and we asked Bill what they were going to be called.
Yes.
Sal, and I'd like you to have a listen just to see how Bill got his tonsils around it.
It's from a highly venomous jellyfish.
Yes.
Called a Arukangajis. What?
Sal!
That was so not close. You've got to practice, guys. It's the mighty Irukandji.
The Irukandji, Jim, of course. We don't have Irukandjis down here, do we?
No, but it's very special. It's up north Queensland, obviously, but the Irukandji people came down last week and gifted us the name in order to use it as our team name. And, we're feeling like we're connected to a pretty mighty story there.
So tell us, what do you think about surfing in the Olympics and your ability to win a gold medal? Because you guys have got this incredible tour and this amazing sort of life, but the Olympics is a whole different thing.
Oh, it's just like it's dreamy. I don't know, as a kid, I've just been infected by the Olympic bug. Ever since we had that 2000 games, 10-year-old, Kathy Kramer moment, I was in the stadium, and now it's come full circle and I can go for surfing. So I'm pumped. I think it's going to be fantastic. Obviously, a little bit different to the normal games. We're going to have a lot of protocols, but let's get over there. And I just want to compete for the Aussies and do us all proud.
Have you ever surfed in Japan? Are there waves? Are they decent?
I have surfed. We did some preparations. They are tiny waves, so I've got to get my booty moving. And you got to produce all your own energy in small waves, guys. So the smaller the wave gets, the harder it is. And so they're like these little whippy kind of high performance waves, but the Japanese, they go mad for this. They absolutely love it.
They run us through the team. What is it? They're three guys and three women. Yeah.
We've actually only got two in the reserve, so it's a really small team. Oh. So there's just the four of us, myself and Steph Gilmore, for the women, and Owen Wright, Julian Wilson for the men.
Right.
Boy, you and Steph would be number one ranked, nearly, wouldn't you?
I reckon we'll give it a red hot crack. I reckon we're going in. We've definitely got the whole medal chances, and now it's just going under the old, performing under pressure, guys. Yes. Getting over there and just nowhere different to performing in any other day. It is pretty hot, the old Olympic Games.
How lucky was Mark Blitzarves not to be paid holding the ball?
We're going there. Is this a no comment?
Yes. You didn't see it, Sal. Just say you didn't see it, mate.
No comment. She walked into it, fell into the fire pit.
Who's the best Geelong football surfer?
Oh, I'm going to say the old Cammy Ling. Ooh. It's going to break Dangerfield's heart because danger's pretty dangerous out there. But I'm going to Cammy Ling, take him in for a surf, and he's always been so pumped on catching some waves with me.
Jeez, old Ling.
Danger wouldn't be happy because Danger thinks he's the best at everything he does. Yeah.
Every
single time. He he's pretty good.
Joel, does Joel ever get out?
Oh, he doubles. He comes down there to watch us at Bells every Easter. So he's number one fan, I reckon.
Yeah.
But I reckon the boys might have the wood over him in a heap. I'm not sure. We should have the Geelong Surf Cup for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, good luck. So what have you got coming up? Obviously, Olympics in a couple of months, 3 or 4 months. But what's in between that? You got Newcastle, are we going to Tahiti? Where do you head after that?
Well, we've got this awesome string of Aussie events. So hopefully everyone can tune in. We're here at Newcastle, move on to Narrabeen, and then kick over to WA and Rottnest Island, which is a new Rip Curl Search event. So none of us have been there or surfed there, so that's exciting.
How good
is
that?
Aussies are doing well.
And on Channel 7, free-to-air television, getting behind the surfing.
Margaret River, Jim.
Yeah, that's correct.
Down at Margaret River. That'd be nice. You could have a couple of wines, Sal.
I got to bring you guys along. Super caddies right here.
Oh. And then you go to the Rocknest and you could have a surf with the quokka.
Exactly.
What a crock of shit that movie.
It's, Sell, I tell silly. You, all seriousness, Sal, that is brilliant. The fact that we've got an Aussie tour with some of those amazing venues, which are iconic in the world. Narrabeen, Bill, yes. For a start.
Yeah, well, Newcastle, Narrabeen.
Yeah, that's it. And then so Melbourne. I reckon that's absolutely brilliant, Sally, that the Aussie tour is a big part of what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's got definitely that feel of, like, the internationals are coming here. The soul of the tour, so it's good they're back here, and yeah, let's see how the rest of the year unfolds.
But beautiful,
and then maybe Olympic Games after that.
Oh, so. Presented by Corona too. That that's nice of Corona. Good on them.
Hey, good luck, Sal. Love chatting to you. Everything that's coming up, we hope you win the lot.
Thanks, guys. And go the Mighty Cutters.
Good
this
on
Monday.
You, Sal.
Easter. Let's do it.
Yeah, Easter Monday. Take on the Hawks. Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Good on you, Sal.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
You absolute dickhead.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
All right. So already I've had some feedback.
What about?
Jim, the King of Kings.
Oh.
I was listening to the show before.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the legend that is Peter Hitchener.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't quite work out what Bill said off the top. What this is from Warren, who lives out in Brimbank.
Brimbank, Jim. Where is Brimbank?
Deer Park, out west.
You wouldn't even know where
Brimbank.
It is.
Brimbank.
Yeah.
Anyway, I couldn't quite understand the individual. Go D's, says Woz. All right, Brimbank. So let's just replay it for Warren, please, Rabbits. Peter Hitchener might be the nicest person in show business, Fat.
Spot on. We've met him. Spot on, Jim. Spot on, it was. Spot on. We've met him. Spot on. That's all it was. Brimbank.
Spot in.
Spot in. Spot on.
Bill.
It's all part of the lingo.
Normally that's a Monday thing with you.
Yes,
isn't it?
Spot on, Jim.
You haven't looked after yourself across the weekend. You get to the show Monday and you can't really speak too well. But today's Tuesday.
Is it?
You're still going with it.
Spot him.
Still, yeah. That's it. It's now, Fat,
yes.
Joke.
Well, no, I want to talk about the Suez Canal.
Oh, righto.
And it's unblocked. I spoke about it yesterday.
Yeah, you called it the Suez Canal.
Yeah, and I know someone in drives the tugboat, so that's why I had a bit of information.
Did you?
Jim.
You had some inside track.
I did. They had a lot of blokes there, mm-hmm. Old Tommy, who drives the tugboat. And, mate, he said we nearly got it out of the road. It's 220,000 tonne, the boat, Jim.
Yes.
It's 400 metres long. Yep. That's how long it is, and it was wedged in the Suez Canal. Anyway, they pulled it out, and now, yeah, there was 500 to 600 boats waiting to get through the canal. Must be, because it's only narrow.
Well,
it's only
a couple of Egyptian pilots are to blame, is what I'm hearing.
Well, that's what they're saying. They might have. What, they're just blaming them, are they? Yes. Just ran into the bank.
They say that they're the two Egyptian canal pilots. Aboard the Ever Given,
yes,
are being investigated.
Wow.
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, it held up a lot of money, Jim. I've been waiting for a parcel for a long time now. That's it. They didn't walk like an Egyptian.
And this is the other thing that the pilot says in his defence, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
The ships today are bigger than they used to be. Come on, mate.
But you just steer it straight through the canal.
Canal, just keep it going straight. That would work. Strong winds, he reckons.
Oh, yeah. it moved the 220,000-ton
boat. Strong winds.
Those containers fall off, Jim. You know that, don't they?
Oh, yeah, out in the open ocean.
And then they just float. Just
real dangerous.
Real deep. You're just going along in your little boat.
Sailing craft.
And bang. Wow.
Either that or a whale.
Yes. They,
right. Anyway, so because of your interest yesterday,
yes.
I've actually done some reading into it.
Oh, yeah. And?
Well,
it's interesting.
Two Egyptian canal pilots are being investigated.
Why blame them? I don't
Poor
know.
Bastards.
What about the captain?
Well, I don't know.
Well, the old captain would have been in charge.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes down, Jim, the boat goes down.
The captain has the sole responsibility for directing the ship.
That's what I would have thought.
Mm.
But
the pilots can offer their guidance and opinions, but the captain can choose to refuse it. The blame game has started, Fat, in the Suez Canal.
The photo of 600 boats just in line,
just waiting
to go.
They can't move.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, that's all fixed now, so we're right.
Yeah, righto.
So that's just an update on the Suez Canal.
All right, something funny next?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound promising.
That was good yesterday's one. I got a lot of feedback. Not one complimentary.
Before we get to the joke.
Yes.
I want to play you a bit of my favourite ad. You got it there for me?
Favourite ad?
Rabbit's Bath on me. Here we go.
Get Menu Log on the line. We're going to do this doggy style.
Did somebody say Menu Log?
Me. Get delivery like a G. See, hungry dogs got to eat.
How good is it? Dog got to eat.
But that's not Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. That's the dog.
It's not actually him.
That's Snoop.
No.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
What do you mean, no, it's not?
It is not Snoop Dogg doing the ad.
Of course it's Snoop Dogg.
It's some bloke that looks like the dog.
No, oh, I have a listen to him.
Snoop Dogg.
And I love he's in his private jet.
Yeah.
It's just a brilliant
How
ad.
Much would he get paid for that then? Wow.
Whatever he wants.
I think they would have made a bit of money last year, Menu.
But yeah, it is a very cool ad. Well done to them. All right, Fat, something humorous?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Oh, Jimmy boy, I went to a restaurant last night in Geelong and the lovely waitress came up to me after I'd eaten and said, "How did you find your steak, sir?" I said, "Well, I just looked and there it was, sitting next to the potatoes." It wasn't that hard, Jim.
There's the Spinifex rolling through that one.
Jim, it was just sitting there next to the spuds. Yeah. It wasn't that hard to find.
Yeah, that's really poor. Bill?
I like it.
It's just, you can just.
I thought it was fantastic.
Triple.
That'll do. Let's just have a.
Finish up tonight, Bill.
A bit of silence now to think about that. Spot on. We've met him. Spot on, Jim. Oh, no. That was a good job.
Oh, my God.
Suez Canal is back and operating.